Greetings and welcome to The End, Last Week, This Week, and Next Week, the podcast companion to The End, the weekly newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I am your host and the curator of The End, Evo Terra. Let's get into this, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 55th, highlighted five shows in the season finales and finished series section, and three of them wrapped in the last few days. In the Cards, a dramatized existential romantic comedy from Kevin Henderson and Next Chapter Podcasts, posted the conclusion of the entire series yesterday, September 20th. Listen to hear characters voiced by stars from Guardians of the Galaxy 4, The Walking Dead, and the hit podcast Dead Eyes. You can listen to all eight episodes in about 4.5 hours. Serving Worlds, Enemy Lines, a narrated alien invasion conspiracy thriller from John Moreau, posted the conclusion of the story on September the 15th. Listen to all 45 episodes of this complete story in just over 18.5 hours. The Dial-Up, a dramatized sci-fi comedy from Philip Catherwood, posted the season 2 finale on September the 14th. Enjoy all 9 episodes of the first 2 seasons in under 2 hours. Season 3 is in progress. Be sure to listen to the end of this audio file to hear trailers or episode snippets from these recently finaled and complete shows.
This week.
With every issue, I make 2 recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. My first recommendation is Gay Future, a dramatized comedy series from Gay Future Productions. I love absurd comedies, and this one is more absurd than most. Bonus, it's well produced. Oh, and did I mention absurd? Get a taste of that in the trailer.
The year is 2062 and everyone is gay. The oppressive gay agenda rules over what's left of North America. A rebel band of heteros is growing in the East, and our young hero is about to learn the powerful straightness that grows inside him.
Hey, Mikey, right?
Mikey is right. I know you're heading off to lesbian school and I'm going to gay academy, but I was thinking maybe you could sign my orphanage yearbook?
I'm gonna give you some advice. Gay academy, it's pretty ruthless. Just keep your head down. Maybe you'll even find a husband along the way.
I love husbands, they're great.
Top or bottom? These are the two houses of Gay Academy.
What if I'm sorted into top and then we can't hang out together?
Just think like a bottom. Maybe that'll help.
Something's not right with you, Mikey. I'm beginning to think you're strange.
The prophecy is set in motion. The lost son has been found.
The boy, he's more powerful than I imagined.
Dude, stop!
Bring me the boy, alive.
Mikey, you're the lost son. The prophecy is true.
Deb, I'm not straight. I can't be.
You're gonna have to come out someday. So ask yourself, is today the day?
Welcome to the world of Gay Future.
Gay Future is a complete story with 6 episodes, providing just over 3.5 hours of fun, regardless of your persuasion. My second recommendation is Mirrors, a dramatized sci-fi ghost story from Zoom Doom Stories. This is a masterful twist on the recording trope so often used in audio fiction, modified to match the technology of each century represented. And their take on the ghosts, man, I just love this. The teaser for the series will help you understand why.
I was in the main ward, the room where most of the patients would have slept when it became a sanitarium. I was taking measurements and pacing out the length of the room when I turned around and I saw someone standing in the doorway.
And wait, Eloise, someone's here. There's, Yeah, someone's here. Someone's standing on one of the girders.
There is an important part to this. One I've been reluctant to mention. This isn't the first time I've seen a ghost.
But then, while I was in the pantry, I heard something in the kitchen. I knew that sound. Right away, I recognized it. That cracking sound.
Eloise, it was just a dream, and I woke up, but I think it's a memory, too. I think all of it really happened. I think I saw one when I was young, and I forgot about it until now.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I've just had another sighting.
Three women, three centuries, one haunting. Mirrors is a forthcoming new sci-fi ghost story from Zoom Doom Stories. Subscribe now on iTunes or find out more at mirrorspodcast.com.
Mirrors is a complete story with three seasons and 24 episodes for almost 10 hours of excellent audio storytelling.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has 14 entries in the new season's coming soon section, which is entirely too many to keep up with, but it's where we live now. And four of them start releasing episodes in just a few days. Season 5 of Curdle Holler, a dramatized horror comedy from Rebecca Birchfield and Will Malone, starts on the 22nd of September. Get caught up on the prior seasons in 17 and a half hours. Season 7 of Mumbai Crime, a dramatized crime story from Aisha Menon and Gold Hawk Productions, starts on September the 25th. Each season here is standalone, but if you want to binge the first four seasons, you'll need 11 hours to do so. Season 2 of Shadow Realm, a dramatized magical coming-of-age tale focused on Vedic mythology from Renita Malhotra and Spoken Lair, starts on the 26th of September. Catch up with the first season in about 4 hours. Season 2 of Abandoned, the All-American Ruins podcast, a narrated multi-genre anthology from Blake Feel, starts on the 28th of September. Binge Season 1 now in a little over 5 hours. Remember that trailers or snippets from those four shows and the three shows from the last week segment are coming to you right after I say... And that's all for this episode of The End. Last week, this week, and next week, for these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were included in the 55th issue of The End, including links to listen to the shows mentioned in this episode, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. And here are the other trailers or snippets. In the cards.
Next chapter podcasts.
Our destinies, all of us, are written out there in the stars.
Next Chapter Podcasts is proud to bring you In the Cards, an existential comic story that follows one man's peculiar fate.
You have the worst luck of any person I've ever met.
No, I don't.
Last week, you got locked in the bathroom for 5 hours.
That kind of stuff happens to everybody.
But it doesn't happen to everybody. The constant losing just happens to him.
My fate in life, Lex, is to be a loser.
I just can't believe I didn't notice it till yesterday.
Join us for In the Cards, an audio narrative where a beautiful tarot card reader...
Very curious vibrations.
An arrogant philosopher...
Your life's course is unchangeable, like the flight of an arrow.
Philadelphia's advertising industry...
There's donuts in the break room!
...all play inevitable roles in the unforgettable fated path of Gil Garson.
Not a loser. I am not a loser!
Who ultimately decides to fight his destiny.
I reject the flight of my arrow!
Which really means a battle with the universe.
That's it, Lex.
I've got to change my fate.
And the universe fights back.
A predetermined course set forth millions of years ago.
Brandon Smythe Advertising.
In the Cards, coming soon to earbuds near you.
I just spilled juice on my shirt.
Subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
In the Cards, a dramatized existential romantic comedy from Kevin Henderson and Next Chapter Podcasts, has reached the series' conclusion. Serving worlds, enemy lines.
Enemy lines. June 2007, 40 miles outside Ludlow, California. Sergeant Major Jonah Harwood, United States Marine Corps, retired, stepped off the Greyhound onto the side of the highway. He threw his black duffel onto the dust beside the road and turned back up to the bus driver. "Thanks for the ride," he said. "You sure you want me to drop you here, mister?" the old driver asked, scratching at the white shirt straining over his paunch. Jonah nodded. "Here is fine," he said, and pushed the brown hair, almost 2 inches long now, longer than it had been in 20 years, back from the bronzed skin of his forehead. The heat was like a wave, and he'd started sweating before he'd made his way down the front stairs of the bus. "Mister, this is Arizona in June. You got a death wish or something?" Jonah's lips quirked into a slow smile. "Or something," he thought. "Got a ride coming," he said, and waved. "Thanks again." The driver shook his head, but took the cue. "All righty. Good luck to you." "Damn fool," Jonah heard the bus driver mutter before the big diesel engine growled into gear. The bus groaned on down the road while Jonah stripped off his jacket and watched it go. 10 minutes later, the Greyhound was a silver dot on the horizon. Jonah pulled his keys from the pocket of his khakis and dropped them and his jacket on top of his duffel. His wallet followed, and then he pulled the worn metal of his Marine Scout survival jackknife out. He rubbed at the bullet-shaped dent in the side of the knife, remembering the time in Africa, and then he dropped the knife, too. He stared down at the pile of his life for a moment, then turned away from the road and began to walk.
Serving Worlds, Enemy Lines, a narrated alien invasion conspiracy thriller from John Moreau, has reached the series' conclusion. The dial-up.
What year is it?
Why are you asking me that?
I told you, it's crazy. Just humor me.
Are you in the past? Are you, like, back in time?
I'm not calling you from before 2023.
So, you're in my time?
No, I'm not. I'm calling you from 2052.
You're actually in the future. No way.
Listen, let me try to explain. I'm a research physicist. I created the wormholes.
Do you have, like, robot arms attached to you?
No, I don't need bionics. I've got my own arms.
Do you even use phones? Or are you just using something like Alexa?
Oh, wow. You're still using Alexa? Retro.
Tell me when Grey's Anatomy finally ends.
You'll find out.
Tell me who wins World War III.
Oh, it hasn't finished yet.
Oh, now we're talking. Have we landed humans on Mars?
Oh, yeah, that's old news. Venus is the place to be talking about now. Everyone's in the metaverse these days. That's where all my friends want to hang out. Not face-to-face, never in person.
This is what I've been saying. No one knows how to connect in real life anymore.
But now you can help me. Now I know this works and you've actually seen the anomaly. I can find a way to close it for good.
I meet someone else, someone cool, and I have to say goodbye to them all over again.
As long as it means you're agreeing to help me. Are you?
The Dial-Up, a dramatized sci-fi comedy from Philip Catherwood, has reached the end of the second season. Curdle Holler.
You're listening to Curdle Holler.
Episode 1.
Oh, good evening. Won't you come in and have a seat in the parlor? Now that we've had our evening repast, we can put up our feet and relax. I apologize that all I had was spaghetti with sauce from the jar. But I love ragu, don't you? Now let us light our cigars. Yes, I know I need to quit. Don't die, Goliath. But I'm saving up for an enchanted vape pen. And Goliath is a hellhound anyway. He's used to inhaling fumes. Plus, I'm already dead. Didn't you know? Imagine, if you will, that your life has just ended. What if the figure that shepherds you into the afterlife is simply the steward of another life? A life not much different from your life on Earth, but populated by strange characters and macabre problems. What is your purpose? What are you doing here? And what comes after this bizarre new life? These are all burning questions posed by our protagonists, the recently rechristened Chip and Bonita, proprietors of a spooky gift boutique in Curdle Hollow. Let's join them in their first day on the job in an episode we call Return Policy.
TV will not turn down!
More for
turn
your zap,
down.
Zap, less of those zings.
Turn
when
down!
You wear a zap ring.
For Scab Power on the go, wear one of Zapco's many attractive models of zap rings. From ghoulish garnet to vampire onyx, there's a zap ring for you! Your painful finger zapping days are through. Find them at Colonel Holler's fine retailers.
Get more for your zaps and less of those zings when you wear a
what?
Zap ring.
I am so sorry about the television volume. I'm trying to figure out how to turn it down. Okay, I'm just going to come up here.
Curdle Holler, a dramatized horror comedy from Rebecca Birchfield and Will Malone, soon starts its second season. Mumbai Crime.
Hi, I'm Aisha Menon, the creator and curator of a new series of fiction podcasts from Radiotopia.
I have been arrested for winning a quiz show.
Stories about people, power, corruption and truth.
I know what they will say. I brought this upon myself for crossing the dividing line that separates the rich and the poor.
We're calling it Mumbai Crime.
I walk aimlessly through the crowded streets.
In this, the first season, we're bringing you Q&A.
I pass old-fashioned havelis and wrinkle my nose at the stench from drains and tanneries.
An immersive 10-part thriller recorded on the streets of India.
And suddenly, I'm transfixed.
Yes? What do you want?
Sir, please don't hurt them, sir.
What did you say?
It's not their fault, sir.
It's a story of power and revenge.
How dare you, you bastard! How dare you interfere with me?
No, please don't interfere.
You know who I am.
About a street kid who wins a place on a TV quiz show.
But you can't do this.
And now let me present to you the real question for 100 million rupees. Remember, Mr. Thomas, if you get this wrong, you lose everything.
The first season in a new curated series of shows from Radiotopia.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I've not come on your show to win money, Mr. Kumar. I just want my revenge.
Revenge? On whom?
The brain is not an organ the poor man is authorized to use. We are only supposed to use our hands and legs. So what business did I have participating in a quiz show? Mr. Chatterjee.
Thank God you called.
Yeah.
I've been trying to find you. You saved my son's life, beta. I want to pay you back.
There is only one way you can pay me back, and we don't have much time with it. Hello?
Mumbai Crime. Q&A.
What is your secret?
There is no secret, sir.
From Radiotopia.
Imagine what you can do with 1 billion rupees. All your dreams can come true. Every single one of them.
Mumbai Crime, a dramatized crime story from Aisha Menon and Goldhawk Productions, soon starts its 7th season. Shadow Realm.
I have powered it with a truth spell.
There it was, a fully open lotus flower.
A magic healing spell conjured from rainbow energy.
This is the subterranean realm of the universe.
A San Francisco teenager discovered he has magical powers after falling through a fault in the earth and into the lands of Vedic mythology. And in season two, he learns his journey is far from over.
It is a land of enchantment and illusions. But at all times, beware of traps.
The brilliant white light of creation energy haloed my entire being.
Can Arya save his friends, or will his power plunge them deeper into danger? Listen and subscribe to Shadow Realm Season 2 everywhere you get your podcasts.
Shadow Realm, a dramatized magical coming-of-age tale focused on Vedic mythology from Renita Mahotra and Spoken Lair, soon starts its second season. Abandoned, the All-American Ruins podcast.
Anna Moya. Noun. Nostalgia for a time or place you've never known. There was an abandoned dairy farm down the hill from my childhood home. As a kid, I spent a lot of time there, talking to ghosts, playing pretend, finding sanctuary in the past, even though it wasn't my own. Which didn't matter because every time I went, I had this funny feeling that I'd been there before, and I felt safe. There, in that serenity, I could escape the harsh reality of the world, until it burned down, and the abandoned dairy farm was no more. And then we moved away. And then I forgot about it. Until one morning, over 20 years later, exactly 1 week before Memorial Day of 2020, I had a dream that I was back inside the abandoned dairy farm from my childhood. And in the dream, I had that funny feeling down in my stomach again, like I'd been there before. In the dream, I felt safe. And when I woke up, I wanted that serenity again. I wanted to escape the harsh reality of the world because it was 2020, and everything we thought we knew had changed overnight. I wanted to go talk to ghosts. I wanted to play pretend. I wanted to find sanctuary in the past, even though it wasn't my own. But in my imagination, it was. And that was healing. And so I got out of bed, wondering if there were abandoned spaces near me where I live. And I opened my computer and did a Google search. And shit, they're everywhere. I began to venture out to these spaces, take photos. And then I began to write about what was going on inside my imagination as I explored these relics of the past. And slowly, but surely, All American Ruins, a blog, was born. Friends near and far would write to me and say, I wish I could go with you. And I'd say, but you can. And they'd say, oh, but I feel too scared to go. And that's when it hit me. If I couldn't take people with me, maybe I could take the stories I'd been writing for the blog and adapt them into an experience that people could take with them, wherever they go. And so, Abandoned, the All American Ruins podcast was born. My name is Blake File, and I'm an artist, activist, adventurer, and loudmouth based in the Hudson Valley, New York. I host a weekly radio program on Radio Kingston WKNY called The File File, and I am a longtime fan of audio storytelling. Join me for this first season of Abandoned, the All American Ruins podcast, as I take you on a sonic journey, recounting my expeditions of abandoned spaces across the United States, transformed into fantastical audio experiences that allow you, dear listener, to dive into my imagination with me, or maybe inspire you to go out and use your own. We'll visit an abandoned Air Force base, a couple of abandoned resorts, a couple of factories, plants, psychiatric facilities, even a bunker in California, and private homes where lives were once lived and phantoms now linger. It's going to be a wild ride, so make sure you subscribe now, because when the first episode drops on Memorial Day of 2022, you'll be ready to go. That's Abandoned, the All-American Ruins podcast, hitting your favorite podcast provider on Monday, May 30th. In the meantime, if you like to read or enjoy amateur photography, you can also catch up on more of my adventures at allamericanruins.com or follow me on Instagram at allamericanruins. I'll see you on Memorial Day for our first adventure together.
Abandoned, the All-American Ruins podcast, a narrated multi-genre anthology from Blake Feel, soon starts its second season. That's it for the trailers or snippets. Once again, I am Evo Terra for the end. Cheers!